So this morning, as we've alluded to in our prayers, we're going to be thinking about gifts. And the word gift can have a couple of different meanings. One of the meanings of the word gift is kind of a present. So I'd like to ask you to start with, would anyone like to share with us a favourite present that they've received at some point? It could be a present for a birthday, for Christmas, for some other occasion. I'm going to come round if anyone would like to answer. Frankie knew this was coming because I primed him. Frankie, what is a favourite present that you have received?
My Xbox.
Your Xbox. And why is that your favourite?
Because I enjoy playing it and wasting valuable hours of my life.
He's honest. Does anyone else have any gifts, favourite gifts that they've received? This would be good exercise.
My last birthday, David bought me a ring.
Fantastic. Any others? Yep.
Not so much favourite as useful. Years ago, I was given a sat-nav for Christmas.
Excellent. It's very handy. I find those very handy because I get lost all the time.
Mine's a soppy one. I was given the gift of a goddaughter.
Ah, oh, there we go. That's a good reaction.
My last birthday, I was taken to a promenade concert.
Oh, fantastic. Any others that anyone would like to share?
Good bad, I had.
This bag. Fantastic. Sylvia?
A slow cooker because it's been very useful.
I'll take your word for it because I'm useless at cooking, as my mum will tell you. Do we have any others? Okay, so one meaning of the word gifts is present, so as we've just talked about, but a gift can also be a talent or something that we might be good at. And those gifts can either be gifts that we're born with or sometimes can be things that we learn over time. So what I'd like you to do now is just take a minute or two to turn to the people around you, next to you, behind you, in front of you, and talk to them about a gift that they feel that they have. Maybe something surprising that we don't know about. It could be something that we do know about, and maybe something that they're willing to share with us. So turn to the people around you and talk to them about gifts that they might have. Okay, would anyone like to share with us something they found out about someone who they've been talking to? We'll come over here.
Well, I suppose my gift was for teaching because I teach yoga for 25 years and I found it quite easy to do, yes.
Fantastic.
I second that, teaching too.
Great, very important gift.
I also talk to people that I do not know.
Fantastic. That's very good, yeah. Any others? Anything that people have found out about each other? Frankie again.
Oh, thank you. She's good at cooking.
And do you appreciate your mum's gift of cooking?
Yeah.
You had to say that, really. Otherwise, you won't get any dinner tonight. Any others? Okay, over here. Or we'll jog around again.
I've just been told. He can say.
I was going to say that I think one of Pamela's gifts is her communication ability and getting people to share things with her that they wouldn't easily do with other people.
Brilliant. Yeah. We have Christine hiding down there and Chris over here. You're the IT expert. Sorry, say that again.
Frankie feels he has a natural talent for Fortnite. That's the game, by the way.
I would second that, having heard how many hours he spends on it. All right, any others? Last chance. Sorry? Yeah, I'm afraid so. It's a good way to waste time. Okay, so we've spoken a bit about gifts, whether it's presents we receive or give, or the talents and abilities that we have. And a bit later in the service, we're going to hear a bit more about gifts. We're going to hear Paul talking about gifts.